Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Once again, it's Wednesday. That means we are here.
Yeah.
We're wasted on Wednesday. It's time to get wasted.
Yes, I'm already there.
Today's show is brought to you by Bellorn and Malukian LLP. Personal injury, accidental insurance. They're the best in the business. They fight for you. Check them out. Hike. Ashat, Vahe, Ani, they get the job done.
No doubt, no doubt.
818 injury 8. If you fall, make the call. You like that?
That was good.
You come up, he's flowing right now.
Flowing.
I love it.
Our second sponsor would be Loyalty Auto Group. Make dreams come true. You need the car of your dreams.
And they do, and they do.
Sarkis, Hyro, Big Art. Well, he's Skinny Art now.
Is he?
Skinny Art. Hit them up. They make your dreams come true. Check out their Instagram. It's popping. All right. We have our two boys back in the house, John and John.
Yes.
What's up?
My mic is so loud. I feel like
You're yelling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's up, guys? Well, first of all, Tina, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous because I'm fabulous.
That's right.
It was dope. Thanks for asking. How was yours?
You know me. Babes, beers, blunts. That's how it goes.
And in that order.
Yeah, sometimes.
Triple B.
Someone asked me to go on a cruise.
Word.
She didn't like my answer, though.
What's your answer?
You said yes?
No, I'm not trying to be on a boat with one person. Because what if I go on a...
No, because if you said that, then it's open for interpretation. So if she offered you a threesome, then you...
Oh, well.
I mean, you said alone. So I'm like, so if it was...
See, I'm scared I'm going to be on the boat and see something else, and it's just not going to be a nice trip.
Dang.
It's like a four-day cruise.
Are you afraid of commitment? Yeah. That's what that... You can't even commit for 4 days? Damn.
We could be in the ocean and something bubbly, like,
could be a mermaid, like a sexy mermaid,
you know?
Right?
I just don't feel like I want to put her through that.
She can't keep your attention?
God.
Are you putting this publicly? Is this public?
Oh, yeah. You know, we can talk. Everything I do is public.
Who is it?
Wow, that's not public. That's
too much.
Good one, John.
You know,
make it hot.
Her name is...
Yes.
You know,
I like that.
Her name is... So she said, I'm afraid of commitment.
She said the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that.
Listen,
commitment to me is real.
Okay.
Because when I fall in love, I'm in love. I mean, it's boo. Hard. I'm going to talk to you when you have to go boo-boo. I love you. You can't. I want to smell your boo-boo.
That's out of the bathroom. Are you serious?
You're not allowed to have a conversation with your man?
I mean, I do feel close, but then I still want to give you your space. Right. If he calls me, I'd answer his question real quick and then leave.
My love is special. I want to come in here and talk to me when I'm going number two.
Oh my God. No,
becoming
one
for
though.
Real.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
That is beautiful.
I think that's great.
Becoming one as you do number two.
So I haven't, two is one.
Two is one.
I haven't met the girl I want to smell her boo boo yet. Is that horrible?
That's going to take a while.
I thought that was romantic.
How many boo boos have you smelled?
Yeah,
that's the question.
Is that something? Two. I want to be in love twice in my life.
Those were some comfortable women that...
You don't even know. They love Case. When it goes that way, we're going deep.
First of all, we don't even need to do that.
Who?
So, you know, women, we don't want to do that in front of a guy. I can't even say it, let alone do it.
They will hold their... They fart for hours. Like, let it out. I could tell you look tense. You're tight or something. Just let it out. I don't care.
I didn't know girls farted for the longest, man.
Oh, my God.
A long time.
I didn't know.
It was like 18.
Because your mother probably didn't fart in front of you. Yeah. Exactly. We're like, mm-mm.
My mother told me that women don't do that.
See?
And I believed her until I was in school and a girl lifted her leg and...
Now that's different.
And it changed my life.
Gangsta.
It ruined a lot. Yeah, it changed my perception. I was like, Mom, you lied.
Wait, so you eat boogers too? She literally lifted her leg.
Yeah, I was in school. She lifted her leg up.
Wait a minute.
She had brothers.
Yeah.
You said, do you eat boogers too?
No, I was saying a woman like that probably eats her boogers too.
She looks like she probably eats.
Okay, eating your boogers is not cute. Anybody out there eating boogers, please stop. Just get a toothpick, something. Find something else.
You see them on the 101, man. You drive past them, they be all up in the nose, yeah, man.
The pinky, that pinky one, that means they're going deep.
What car next to you on the highway? You be like, what? You just gonna get in there,
picking them buggers and flicking
them like that. I'm about LA traffic, man. They got nothing else to do.
Did everybody share this all right on their page?
I don't know.
Today,
I am.
I know we all here talking about other,
yeah, there's other stuff.
Oh well, I'll find it later. So. What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Great.
So
it's good to be back.
You guys going to Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Gee.
I want to go.
Saturday.
Why y'all you can going? Still,
it's the second.
We get on the 6th.
Why y'all going? Yeah.
Y'all can't put
company
no,
trip.
Yeah.
That is fabulous. Yeah.
Work hard, play hard.
We need sponsors. We need more sponsors. We need more.
We do need more sponsors.
And then you guys can take us on a trip. Yes. To Hawaii.
Sponsor trip. Do a show in Hawaii. That'd be nice.
Man. We're going to do something on Saturday. We're going to do something on location somewhere. Are we supposed to go to a party? You said we're supposed to be out.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
About the party.
Yeah, we're supposed to branch out and be in the
She'll be at the party.
Well, see, the thing is, we need to start getting out and networking. And my homeboy, Curtis, that used to be on 227, He had a comedy show. I'm so fucking mad I forgot about it. Mm. But he knows that I smoke weed. But I support you, Curtis, if you're listening. That's my nigga.
He don't smoke?
Huh?
He doesn't smoke?
No, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
It's crazy. It's funny.
But he's funny as fuck, and I'm mad I missed the show.
What comedy show?
I don't know. It's in a flyer. You put me on the spot. I feel bad. But are we going to go to the next one? Because he does them a lot.
Got to support. I got to support.
You remember Regina co-starring 227. So I'm like, he's doing his thing. He's doing comedy now. So yeah, I want to support black businesses and black people and their dreams.
Got to support.
Yeah. So tell us about your black business. Don't you got a black business?
Is it a black
business? It's a world business.
It's a world business.
It's a world business.
It's a multicultural business.
I love that.
It's like the United Nations.
Our office looks like the United Nations.
Like the old Benetton ad. Remember they had
that? I used to love them.
What do we have? We have Nigeria in the house.
We got people from France. We got Brazil. Everywhere.
Cambodia.
Y'all should have like a potluck once a week.
We did on Friday.
Word. And everybody bring cultural dishes.
We did do a potluck.
It was Asian food. It was African food.
Everything.
It was good. It was good. It was packed.
Where was the African party food?
It was everybody. Somebody
I know,
got
that
ate up quick.
Goat. Too.
It was like goat.
No, Dad. You can't have African food without goat.
Y'all had goat.
I've had goat.
Fufu. You had fufu. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Okay. Wait a minute. Who hid the goat from me?
They didn't want you to know.
Yeah. I think OB.
Jamaicans be on that goat.
I mean, what's really going on?
Yeah,
I'm going to talk to OB about that because me and him talk. He's supposed to be cool with me.
OB should be listening, man.
He's AF.
What up, OB?
He's Nigerian.
He was playing. We had a team day and he's playing basketball
with sandals.
With no shoes.
That's African.
Wait. And he scored. Tennis and I've been playing tennis with this guy, Rain Morton, and he played with no shoes and no socks. Oh, and I was like,
yeah, no socks.
What are you doing? And he was playing hardcore tennis with me. He was running back.
Not in
passes.
My mother's house.
And I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, I'm African. And I was like, you've got no ankle support at all.
His feet was squeaking on the concrete. It was like, I was like, his feet is squeaking.
I didn't hear the feet squeaking, but
why would OB do that to his feet?
Please invite me to the next one.
Well, the OB do that to his feet.
He scored.
He just scored.
He grabbed rebounds.
And nobody stepped on his toes.
He was stepping on toes.
He was stepping on toes. He had some Jesus sandals.
I mean, his feet is rough.
I said he's like the first Nigerian basketball player.
Moisturizing what does he do? What's his ritual?
The calluses,
his feet ain't right. Can't be right.
The calluses on the shoe look like a Nike design. Like they were like kind of like it like had a design to
clowning.
The foot. That's a nice Nike shoe.
Obi, man.
I'd have been like, Obi, go get some shoes on, man.
Nah, man.
What a cool name. Obi.
Yeah, Obi's a good guy.
Can he hoop?
He's decent.
He's all right.
He's all right.
Nah. especially the hoop. I got invited to the once the hoop Sunday.
Nice.
You all want to hoop?
Let's go.
You gotta go.
Oh, we be in Hawaii. We won't be here. Okay.
Can you reschedule that till we get
every
back?
Sunday at 2?
We'll, yeah, I'm gonna go.
You want to go?
We got game. We got game. You can play.
I'll learn. I can YouTube it.
You got what?
Huh?
You have what?
I got game. Dude,
I'll watch.
I was just playing.
Skelly can hoop.
You can.
Yeah, we played until 11. I got 6 points.
Skelly can hoop, man.
All right, it's all going to come out in the wash sooner or later,
dude. Mm-hmm. Like you know, do we really want to go there?
No,
we
don't. No,
that's a video game. I got pictures. I'll show the cameras there.
That's a video game.
And I'm real life.
Oh, my
God.
I'm major. I'm double that. Trouble.
Oh, you're talking major shit. Yeah, okay, you better
deliver. They from Indiana. Because
we back it up.
Wait, then, y'all are visiting here?
This ain't even me talking.
Oh, we're both from Indiana. You live here, but you're from Indiana. Yeah.
I want her to hear y'all's story.
Is that the home of Absolutely. Jackson?
Yeah, Gary.
Please listen to this story. Did I just interrupt?
No, it's cool. It's because I was putting two and two together. Yeah. Like, Indiana, because I was like, black people don't live there. And then I was like, oh, wait, Gary, Michael Jackson. Yeah, there's a whole team of black people. Yeah, okay.
Did you get, I have a quick question. I'm sorry. You know my question. Did you guys see the Michael Jackson documentary?
I did not.
I did. I'm afraid to.
I did. I did see Neverland. I did see it. It was actually disturbing. The director
even admitted that there's a lot of inaccuracies. Yeah, he was just doing his job. Like, just go ahead. What are you saying? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Man, it was disturbing.
I'm afraid. He told me it was disturbing. Like, I don't know.
It's garbage. Yeah. If the director said it was some...
Now, yeah, it's like everything's just...
How would Oprah back that?
So, should he get sued because he's messing up...
I think anybody that slanders or defames, you should be able to be sued. Yeah. Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because some people may not catch that the story later on that it was completely untrue. All they remember is the day that they heard that it was true. Right. And that's it.
Absolutely.
So, defamation for real.
Yeah, definitely. Or like women who accuse men of rape and then the Chris Brown girl. Like that totally bugged me out. Yeah, because a few days later after he was released and he said he was going to sue her, then she posted on Instagram, like, please don't sue me. She said, I'm sorry. She said, I just didn't think that I consented because I didn't remember. That's not how that works, bitch.
That's apologize.
Not how that works. I'm sorry. Yeah, an apology after you spent 3 days in jail. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, wait. And then she said, I'm young.
That
was her excuse. Like, I'm young. I didn't know.
Oh, see, that's a stuff
I didn't
women
know that
play
you
on
could
men.
Black out and I could still say,
they
yeah,
play
I want
to be
the dick.
Suckers or over gentlemanly.
Yeah, yeah, so man. Sorry with that.
Take
sorry,
advantage.
Mm. So I hope he is still suing her. I wouldn't give a shit.
That's why he changed that picture to this bit.
You know? Yeah, yeah, see?
That's
he
sick.
Had
them,
yeah.
Crazy.
What's up? Did you go over by the memorial for Nipsey Hussle?
I didn't go by.
You did?
I went.
Good job, y'all.
I tried to go on Monday. It was pandemonium.
Oh my God. I went Sunday night. I was there Sunday night.
Bravo.
I was in the area. I went there Sunday night.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
I was afraid of the homies.
Yeah, I was there.
The nighttime. See, you go out there when you see all the suits.
I saw the
white guys out there.
But I was still by myself. I had on leggings. And I was like, I don't know. My sister was like, you stupid. Ain't nobody trying to holler at you. And I was like, I know they're mourning, but I have on leggings.
I bet there was some
I don't want to go by myself.
Talent out there, too. Look at my mind. Like, I'd be like, yeah, Nipsey, give me a hug, girl.
I know, that's what I was saying. They're going to be like, yeah, but turn around real quick or something. Like, let me get your number. We'll mourn together or something. You know, so I was just too afraid.
People were connecting.
It's crazy because
the FOI was there.
They still got Fruit of Islam?
Yeah, they was there.
I haven't seen a bean pie in a long time.
They even put him on a cover of Final Call, if you don't stop. They love
Farrakhan's still alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Damn, he's still alive.
Yeah. Punch you in the face.
I eat pork.
They all rock the part.
Yes.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. Why they gotta wear? Why they? I don't know. I'm gonna stop.
Delicious pies.
The pie. That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah. No, I thought that too, but I was in Compton. The
I haven't seen a Compton.
I didn't even know. And he had bean pies.
Are they good?
I've never had. Yeah, they're really good.
It's like
really
a good, good. Like
what's
a,
good
like
about
a,
them?
It tastes like a sweet potato pie.
Yeah, it's like you like sweet potato pie.
You know what's even gooder? The fact that you're supporting the brotherhood.
Okay.
That's what make it taste so good.
Oh no, they kill.
That's a real sweet taste.
Yeah.
They kill Mama
Ali for a long time. They got consistent sales.
I don't know.
That should be a business. You know, we should
millions of buys. Making millions.
Our business, we should talk to them and get them in our management
training
program. The Nation of Islam.
I don't think that's
and then train them to really do it effectively.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think that's an excellent
8 steps LOA Fuji.
I don't know if that's.
You might have to talk to him on the side.
Yeah, I think we had to have a
meeting. You do not want them in your business. Yeah, first of all, they're going to take over.
It's going to be structure. You're going to pray. I think it's an excellent idea. Yeah, everybody needs some stability.
And he ain't going to be so multicultural either.
You can't curse because they don't want to heal that.
All the United Nations stuff is gone.
Gone.
We got to keep it UN.
You have some people, some friends from Israel, right?
Yes.
Got to keep it multi.
Wait, that's what was cool at the Nipsey Hussle thing. They had, I didn't even know they had Israelis for Christ. Did you know that? Yeah. They were wearing shirts that said Israelis for Christ. They wear purple shirts.
It's a whole organization.
Israelis for Christ. And then I saw the Nation of Islam there. Damn. The FOIs, the Fruit of Islam, so there.
When it happened, so I have an Uncle Stan,
yeah,
who's one of the founders of Bounty Hunters, and Watch. And, you know, they bloods.
I don't know what that is. I'm from
Bronx. It's just basically, he's one of the people who helped start the blood gang. But it wasn't about what it is now.
What was it like, in progress? What did CRIP stand for?
Oh, I forgot what all that
Citizen,
stuff
was. Community resistance and progress. Yes. Something. Suckers.
Suckers. I like suckers. The suckers.
But well, that's before drugs like and things got involved in.
Suckers. Mm-hmm.
So I called them to find out. Because when I heard Nipsey got shot, I was like, damn, he got, you know, some 60s. I thought maybe some gang issue. And they were like, no. I heard the story. I got the text of the story before I heard on the news. It says some dude came up there, Nipsey called him a snitch.
Right.
The dude felt some kind of way, left, got a gun, came back, and basically shot him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But then there's all these. You see his last tweet before he died?
Yeah. Yeah. Having strong enemies is a blessing.
And I know that dude ain't the enemy he's talking about.
No. And I get it, too, because people were having different interpretations. I think he was saying, like, that's what motivates me to get up every day and do this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like, come, take me out. It was like, that's what, you know, motivates me.
Did you hear about he did the video shoot for Khaled? And he needed 10 bodyguards with him, armed bodyguards with him.
Why and where?
See, that's what everybody's like, why did he need all that heat with him? But then the next day, he didn't have anybody with him.
Because
his best friend, who's his number one bodyguard, wasn't there. Mm-hmm. The guy, matter of fact, made a
tweet about it.
I didn't like it.
He wished he could switch.
And he's going to take care of Lauren and the kids?
No, he was saying he wished it was him.
He said, I wish it was him. And he said he retires.
He's retired now.
It looked like he retired. Well, I ain't going to say no. He should have been there.
Yeah,
he's the number one bodyguard.
He was chilling. It wasn't like a work Nipsey day. Nipsey was in his element.
His home. That's like someone coming in your garage and shoot you.
Literally, he's had the store here for years. He felt. I mean, did you see what he was wearing? So I was like, he definitely wasn't banging that.
Yeah, he had on
like fucking
shorts and a
house shirt. You know, house shorts and shit.
Apparently, what it was, Nipsey was at home, and some homie just got out of jail, did 20 years. And Nipsey's like, come to the store. I'm going to give you some clothes, give you some money. That's one of the two guys was there.
Absolutely. Wow.
And then when the whatever his name.
That's the worst
gang name I've ever heard in my life.
Apparently there's another shitty. They must be clowning them.
No, I asked about it.
Okay.
And other homies told me that there's an older shitty. This sounds funny.
There's a little shitty in his own.
Yeah, he's locked up right now.
Just a shitty family.
But there's a big shitty and a little shitty.
Okay. Wow.
You know,
shitty,
they must shitty be OG the shitty and then little shitty.
Little shitty ain't representing the shitties. Well.
I'm not making no fun of no Crips and Bloods. Sorry, please don't come after me.
But no, the name you can make fun of shitty. You can make fun of shitty.
Why would that be okay? Like, for sure, they'd be like, yo, shit.
I don't know. I don't want to be called shit.
Like, as a female, like when they have sex, is she like, yes, shitty? Oh, shitty. Oh, shitty. Like,
don't do that again. That sounds horrible.
It
like,
makes it go away.
Can you say another name, please?
No, because she can say, oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
Now that works.
Oh, shit. Shit.
No, you got to do this, but you got to say, oh, shit.
Oh, shitty cuz.
Yeah.
Oh, shitty cuz.
Don't work.
It's very different.
Don't work.
Just a different.
You got to elongate the E.
You know, we did talk about it.
Cuz. What?
We talked about it, you know,
me and
my business partner. Yeah, absolutely. Rest in peace, Nip. We talked about it. And it just, I think one of the things that was just sad was that, you know, going back into your own neighborhood, and being, you know, killed in the same neighborhood.
It just don't make sense.
They're trying to show love to. He's not dissing this hood. Like, he's employing people. He's building.
Negative about
Nipsey. He's revitalizing. I didn't know he had something to do with the World on Wheels opening.
Yes. I was just talking about that today.
His investment company.
That's all Nipsey wanted to do is make the hood better. That's all he lived for.
I did not know that. Yeah. I actually I
just don't make no sense.
I did not know he was doing all this positive stuff.
Yeah.
I saw him 10 years ago in a nightclub in Koreatown, and he came in there and fucked somebody up real quick in front of me. Him, it was like a movie. The two doors opened up, and it was Nipsey.
Yeah.
And it was like 6 to 8 niggas behind him. And I don't mean black guys. It was niggas.
Yeah.
And they was there looking for fresh meat.
Yeah.
And it was like in a movie. It was like a bar fight. And they beat the shit out of one single guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, stomped him, all that. It was like in 5 seconds. Like, they went, you know, they was like, we got 29 seconds to fuck him up and get out of here. And they went in, fucked him up. It was efficient. They walked out together as a team.
Unit.
It was a beautiful unit. Yeah. It was like the SEALs. The Compton SEALs. The South Beach SEALs. Yeah, and then I was like, who the fuck is that guy? Yeah. Like, he already had a name. This is like 2008. So he already had a name. He yet to be the Nipsey y'all know now.
Right.
But apparently people already knew who he was.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, that's Nipsey Hussle. He's from South LA. He does music. And I remember going like, this guy does music. Like, he just beat that. Like, that's not going to look good.
Yeah.
He beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, the question we was asking just as business guys was like, where does it end when you stop going into your old neighborhood? You know, when you become a high profile person, like when does that end? When is it? You know what I mean?
I don't think it was going to end with Nipsey though. He's always going to go back there, and that's what all those people spoke about. They were
like, why you have to go back? And it's like, yeah, but then when I don't go back, that's when they would just dissing Dre a long time ago. Death Row was like, oh, you don't come back to the block, and they were clowning him like, you can't come back to Compton. And he was like, if I come back, I'm gonna get killed. I want to come back. He probably was like, I want to come back, but somebody gonna kill me, so I'm gonna stay in Malibu on my yacht.
To me, he's still banging. Like, you know, if you look at the truck, like, that's the thing. I thought he wasn't, but he was. It's at RS, you know, rolling 60s on the truck. Nipsey. He's still active.
It's a slippery slope. I don't want to say he's not active, but he.
I don't think he was active in the sense where he was going to look for people to fuck them up.
Yeah, no,
not like that.
But I think if they crossed his path, then he'd be like, "Wait, I gotta represent."
Right,
because it's part of him. It's who he is. But I don't think he was like, yo, let's roll on a homie.
Yeah. Because, I mean,
that type of shit.
One of the biggest people who was crying for him was our boy from Blood from Compton. Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game's Blood.
Yeah.
Big time Blood.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Snoop.
Oh, I wonder how he feels now, because who? I saw some video where Game was saying, because, you know, Cardi had said something inappropriate.
Cardi.
And then Nipsey spoke on it, and then Game made a threat. But Nipsey didn't even really say anything bad. I think Game must have just heard the headline and was like, you talk about that bitch, it's on. But really, Nipsey was just saying in an interview. So Cardi in this video says something about the word flu, which is a word that you only speak. You know,
that's like how
you
Crips.
Yeah, amongst. You don't say that out loud. You talks within your crew. Yeah. And he was just saying that maybe she shouldn't have said this word, and this is what she should have done better.
Right.
He in no way was like, yo, bitch, now it's on, or he nothing. Yeah. He just was like, hey, like, little sis, if I was you, I would have done it like this. You should make a video apologizing.
And Game
and
spoke
then Game,
on that.
Yeah, I have a video where he like warns him if anything happens to Cardi,
he warned,
you're gonna
Nipsey?
Die.
Really?
Oh, really?
Game learned everything from 50 Cent.
Yeah. Ooh. I loved when 50 and Game and everybody was a family. I'm sorry to go there. I listened to a song the other day, and I was like, I loved when they were.
G-1 was powerhouse.
Yes. It was.
50 is a genius.
I love 50.
Because he's still relevant, and he ain't made no music.
Yeah.
All he did was troll people.
Does he go back to his neighborhood?
Well, because he's a Cancer, and we're really petty people.
Fifty go back home. He's rolling with his.
According
with a
to everybody from Irv Gotti, all them dudes from Ja Rule's PR, they say 50's a snitch.
Mm, I've heard that too.
There is a police report where he said that Gotti and them,
Supreme and all that.
And that's what Mayweather was talking about, right?
Oh, God. Mayweather's something special. But I don't want to get off that.
I'm like, I actually read the report. I worked for their business management, and I was all up in the files.
Wow.
But anyway,
tell me. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
Mm. Some things are classified.
Oh, so 50's not a snitch.
And well, I don't think he was just 50 telling come on a show. Story. He was like telling what 50 happened. Come on a show. It's not like a snitch. Like people are saying, yeah, like people that are passing around this photo of a shitty cuz is like snitching. Like I was telling what happened. I was telling a story of what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all could call shitty it a snitch. He was telling a story of what he saw.
Is it snitching if it's your enemies though?
Huh?
Is it snitching if it's your enemies?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. But shitty cuz snitched on his hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And that dude who came out said in the joint, he's a snitch.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. he put some people from the hood. So that's what all Nipsey said
came
was,
home
you
early.
Can't be around here because big homie said you snitch, so just go.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't that pleasant.
Man. No, and yeah. I heard it kind of was pleasant. Like Nipsey was like, hey, yeah, no, like, wasn't I need tripping. You to get out of here.
We've met him. Yeah, he's not here.
I mean, because he wasn't packing, so I don't think he was over there like, yo,
oh
motherfucker.
Oh my God, he had on house shoes.
On house shoes.
He
and,
left
like,
the house to give this man
laundry.
Clothes.
Yeah, oh. like, he was doing laundry and shit. Energy. You know, yeah.
But
I think he was just like, yo, cuz, and then he was like, you know, you can come back around here if you show me your papers. And the dude was like, all right, I'm going to go get my papers.
Oh.
Hurt his pride.
Yeah, because they were saying that. He
I
was
just
like,
don't
yo,
understand.
Listen Damn. To my music and stuff. And he was like, no, I don't want to hear anything.
Oh, his music is trash, too.
The
his name
cuss?
Is Fly Mac on SoundCloud.
Shitty Club?
Fly Mac.
So that's why he got the name?
It's the worst.
The shitty music?
Yeah.
Shitty music?
It's really terrible. It's not. It's like, what are you talking about? Because all he's talking about is like, I leave you wet. I murder you up.
But you know what? That's all that they know. Like, you don't go, they don't travel out of the country. They don't go to different states. They don't go to different cities. They don't have different experiences. So, all you know is that. Like, I go to the Wingstop in the morning and I go buy Black and Mild blunts and I fuck bitches. Like, that's.
Yeah, but then.
Stop's important.
I think you. Like, look at Kendrick. He from the hood. He do his thing, but his music is a whole lot different.
Yeah. How was he raised? Like, does he have a daddy? Look, because Nipsey had a dad, and I was like, I think that's why.
No, Kendrick grew up around straight blood. He's basically, he's not banging,
so
but
smart.
He's one of them
like,
dudes where like.
What led him to wanting to look further than the hood? Because he's really
Kendrick's
smart, like book
level.
Smart.
He's
so just, I would like
he's
to
a
know
poet
that story.
In some ways.
Like, why is he
I think
so
it's
book
vision.
Smart? Like,
I think it's vision and environment.
But
like I know, like for us, like for me, it was like once I got a taste of seeing something different than what I always seen growing up, it changed my life. Like when I found out that you could own a business, like I didn't even know you could own a business.
You're like, really?
I thought you had to be like in some type of.
I thought when you
of,
were born white, they just give it to you.
Right. I was like, you can like you just get like, a business. When I found out, it was game over.
You're like, I gotta
like,
get one.
I'm
of those.
Gonna own a business. Everyone can own one. Like everybody can do it. Oh, it's a game over. I never knew that. That wasn't the type of conversations I had.
That's pushed to you. They're like, go to college and go work for someone.
Right. I'd seen my parents do like self-employed type things, but I'd like owning the business. I'd never expected. Like I didn't know anybody owned a business. So I think a lot to do with environment and vision. Mm-hmm. And like once guys like Kendrick get out of the community and see a different world, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, Harriet Tubman, like, guys, there's the other side. Follow me.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to go back and get those people.
That's definitely how I feel Kendrick.
It's dangerous.
It's a shame. Yeah. So many people are affected by this because even my mom's like, why would they kill the boy like that, you know? Because
he's a good guy.
Even the news... They never said, oh, Nipsey Hussle.
Okay, first of all, this white newscaster called him Nipsey Russell. I was like,
you gotta forgive him, though.
Comedian.
I know, I was cracking up. Yeah. I was like,
you gotta forgive him, though.
He's not connected.
But
he's not connected.
But everything they said about him was like, he's a leader of his community. Yeah. He's a business. It wasn't like Nipsey Hussle, gangster rapper.
No.
I never even heard that word.
And even when they did say gangster rapper, they was like, gangster rapper, philanthropist.
Yeah.
Empowerment. Yeah. Uplifter. I'm like,
It hurt. It hurt, man.
It hurt.
I didn't know
it
he
hurts.
Was
it really hurt.
This and impactful. And I really didn't. Yeah.
That's my question.
Wait, so today I picked up this white guy, you know, my other side job.
Yeah, side
I won't
job.
Promote. So yeah, I was with this guy, Michael. He's a director. He's really cool. I hope he's listening. Anyway, so he got in and was like, yo, this is, he said, yo, can I play some music in your car? And I was like, why, you do music or something? He's like, no, I'm a director. He was like, I'm going to get a tattoo and this is just like a meaningful experience for me. And I'm glad that you're sharing this with me. And I'm like, oh, this nigga's high or fucked up. So he puts on Nipsey Hussle. He's a white guy. And I was like, oh, okay. He said, so he showed me a tattoo on his arm. And so apparently he's a hip hop director and he has a tattoo of Ice Cube's actual hand on his arm.
What's
like
his last name? Michael what?
I just met him. I didn't get that far. I didn't do my Insta stalking yet.
I think I...
I'll show you a picture of him. So you got a tattoo. Yeah, I wish you was Michael Bay. Yeah, so I'm an actress. Fuck this radio show. Let me tell you when I die.
Wow. KC. It all comes out.
Dang. You know, as long as she comes back, let me interview her. I'm good.
Right. You know that. Yeah, so I dropped him off at the tattoo parlor to get some Nipsey Hussle tattoos. Wow. He's having like this hip hop collage.
That's loving
arm.
Nipsey.
And I was like, that's beautiful because he's a white guy. And right. To be all racist, but you're like, yo, I didn't think he impact, because for me, and my sister Afi makes fun of me because she's like, oh, you're one of those old people, like he did something bad in the fifth grade and you remember forever. And I'm like, my first interaction with him, he came in and beat somebody up and left. I don't see anything else. I didn't know he was doing all this stuff. So whenever they was playing Nipsey Hussle interview, I'd be like, I don't want to see this hood and this shit, and I would turn it off. And now I feel bad. I'm like, I didn't know he was like this martyr, this common day Tupac, and you know, I didn't know he had anything to do with the World on the Wheels. Am I saying it right?
World on the Wheels. You're right.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like, wow, he's really trying to do something. Right. It's really beautiful.
No, like one thing when I came on to Nipsey, it was the thing that was good for me. I was in a rough, you know, in business, you go through really, really, really rough times, you know, and it's always like who motivates the motivator, right? So it's like kind of like who's going to motivate me? So, you know, when I started, I came across, you know, Nipsey Hussle. I started hearing some of the songs. One of my favorite songs, I Don't Stress Out. That's that one right there. I advise everybody listening, play that. Okay. And when I was listening, I was like, okay, this guy got me through a rough time.
Absolutely.
Like, I promise you, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not just saying this to say this. I used to listen to Nipsey every morning. I wake up, I play that, I Don't Stress Out, and it'd be like a rough day. I don't know where I'm getting money from. I don't know what I'm about to do, but I don't stress every out. Day. I hold my chest out. I wait on my show to bring the best out, right? So, and then that's how I go into
like
the day.
That's like a mantra for you.
Man, every day. And then, here's the thing, because the thing that is great about Nip is that that's the music, because I'm a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a business owner.
Related.
And it doesn't matter if you're like a stockbroker, or you sell insurance, or
are you
doing this.
Drugs?
He's got gems for you to listen to, for everybody that's trying to do something.
Wow.
It don't matter what you are. He will help you get through it because he knows how to.
That's deep.
That's why I love Nipsey. And then the funny thing about when we met him, I just want to tell my little piece with
please
it.
Please do.
Is that when I was listening to that Stress Out, I told Jay, man, I was like, dude, I told myself, man, I was like, this is how deep it is. I was like, I told myself one time, I was like, when I meet Nipsey, I'm going to thank him for this song, because he has no idea the stuff that we were going through.
Wow.
We were going through the ringer. So I listened to it every day, and I would tell myself I'm going to thank Nipsey when I meet him. I didn't know how I was going to meet him. We met him. At a cryptocurrency. Check this out. Cryptocurrency
which
event.
What he pushed.
Not the way that you met him. He came in super cool.
Yeah.
Came in cool business. This time. So he came in and it was like, there he is. Right. So I walked up to Nip. I walked right up.
Like,
he came right in. I was like, I just want to tell you something. I was like, dude. I was like, this is crazy. I was like, you're a manifestation. I was like, I manifested you. Straight up. Like, I'm not lying.
No, I believe in that.
I was like, I manifested you. He was like, really? He was like, I was like, yeah. I was like, dude, you don't know, but that song, I Don't Stress Out. Dude, I told him this. I was like, I listen to that song every day to get through a rough time. And I just want to say, I told myself that when I meet you, going to thank you for that song.
Wow, Steve.
And this is what he said. He was like, dog. He was like, dude, that's love, bro. Like, that's
that
all thing. He
so
was like, thank
me.
He was so humble. He was like, that's love, bro. That's love. That's all love. Like, 100%. Like,
that
thank you.
That's
like,
a grace.
And that was it. Well, then we dapped up, and it was just like.
So, is this when six in the room days when starting a business?
What's that? No in the room.
Yeah, no, it was
their story to start their business. How do you start telling her to start?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
What do you start?
I mean,
what do we want to start?
So many
how do y'all know each other?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Man.
Yeah. That's why she's
okay.
The star.
All right. So his mom and my mom best friends.
Okay.
So we're like 6 months.
So y'all fake cousins.
Well, yeah,
y'all black.
We're like 6 months apart. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But it's crazy.
Wait, how old were y'all when y'all met?
From birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my son pregnant. His friend is like that. It's crazy.
So he was pregnant like around the same time. So crazy thing about it is his name is John. My name is John. Right. So his dad's name is John. My dad's name is John. That's right.
Crazy. It's getting
and
crazy.
It's getting crazy. And then his granddad's name is John, and my granddad's name is John.
So John just, 3, you're like J3.
Yeah, so it's pretty.
Sean and Sean.
Showed you the ID.
Sean D3.
Don't put the whole government out
there. XKY.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's how we met. So we've known each other.
All
since
you people
birth.
Who steal identity, you need a last name. But go ahead.
So, smart. But yes, and it kind of went from there. And then he actually moved out to California and started getting involved in business and things like that. I took another route, and I was kind of like working.
He was
with
like,
schools,
"No, you figure it out, and I'll come back."
Well, it wasn't like that. He was just
he was let me know how thing. It goes. I'll be there. Yeah,
he was
whatever.
Doing his thing. He got that business bug real early, and you know. So and then he actually ended up bringing me out here. To California.
Yeah, and then from there, man, I mean, you know, all the entrepreneurs listening out there, the message of the day is don't quit. Your dream is supposed to throw you through the ringer to test you, duh.
That is true.
Your dream, if you got the dream, it's going. You got to go through Mr. Failure or Mrs. Failure, whatever it is, to test it. But that is the beautiful thing because there's no skipping
that's
steps.
How it
because
weeds you out. That's you how it can't, weeds the millionaires.
Absolutely.
Out. Like, you're a sucker. You don't deserve this.
Exactly. And we went through all, we didn't skip any steps because every step has a lesson.
Yeah.
You can't skip the steps. Like, people want to go from here to there. No, we don't want to do that.
We just want to collect the bag.
You go through the failures to collect the lesson in there. That's the experience.
And the powerful part is that the delay in what you're working for is you're being developed. So a lot of times people just feel like, you know,
nothing's happening.
Too long.
Absolutely. But a lot of times if you was to have what you was hoping for, you would damage
it. You would have lost it.
You
know, it's like giving a 10-year-old keys to a car. The car is a great vehicle. Yeah. You know, so the parent wants you to drive, but you're just not developed yet.
Right.
Once you get to that, I'll give you. And I think the universe does the same. I think God does the same. So a lot of it for us was we were being developed to get to this point.
Ooh. And entrepreneurs, when you reach that vision that you have, shout out to Nipsey.
Mm-hmm.
Hindsight is 2020. It's like it all makes sense when you look back. Like, I'm glad that didn't go through. I'm glad I got that no. I'm glad I got that other no. I'm glad that because if that didn't happen, boom.
It wouldn't have made you who you are. And a little character.
It's awesome.
Do you feel like today's generation's not built for that? They're not.
Insta everything.
Insta
and it's by design.
I mean, look with the kids who their parents pay for them to go into college.
Yeah.
Them kids didn't have to work for that.
100%.
So to them, you can hear the little girl saying, why would I want to go to college? I just want to go party.
She's not even speaking to her parents now.
Oh, is that right?
She's mad at them.
Yeah.
Because they got caught?
Yeah.
She's mad at them.
She's mad because they got caught.
Like, I didn't even want to go to college. You just embarrassed me. Like, I bet her friends are... They probably kicked her out of, like, little girl groups.
I think it's instant.
What worries me about today's youth, what are they called?
A millennial.
The millennials.
They have their social media.
Mm-hmm.
They have this. And they all think... Because, like, my niece has, like, I don't know, 15,000 followers.
I got you.
But she thinks, I don't need to go to school.
Yeah.
Why would I go to college? I can grow this. She's like,
influencer.
I can grow this. Is that the word?
That's what they're having them think now. Remember when
I got something for you.
No, but I'm like, remember when, you know, Cosby Show came on and people wanted to go to college and stuff?
Yeah.
Now skip
they
that.
Want to be a social media
influencer.
It does. I think I know you about to
I mean
say
it does pay a lot of money. Though.
I think it does damage though to a lot of people because it like you know you
I don't think
wins.
You learn how to socialize.
You don't
I'm like that keyword.
But also I think it gives you a false sense of entitlement is that your voice like just because you have this it means your voice means Talk something.
Right.
You haven't done anything, you haven't worked for anything. You haven't built anything.
You don't even have to. You don't even need to know how to spell
or
math to be a social
but
media.
But then all of a sudden,
influencer.
Because you have 15,000 followers, your voice means something.
Well, these social media people can all be visual anyway, though.
Yeah, that's why you could be dumb.
It's all by design. I feel because like you know, we'll say that they. You know, if you want to watch what they's doing, have you guys heard of the new Monopoly for Millennials?
No.
Oh, wow.
You haven't heard about
it? Monopoly
for Millennials, okay? And what that says
is this a real game?
This is a real game. This is a real game.
Google
you
it.
Got,
you
they got like Gangster Monopoly. They got so many Monopolies.
Monopoly for Millennials. They got the you know, the Monopoly guy, if you see the glasses.
Got the Ray-Ban on.
Real silly.
Does he have iPod ear, coffee.
But look at this though. Here's the
he got a coffee in his hand.
And coffee, all that
avocado toast,
everything. But here's the kicker.
All that's on him.
Yes, I'm looking at it. He's got earbuds.
Here's what the Insta stuff is training them, because they want. We all know that success doesn't come easy. Success is a process. We all know that, right?
Yeah,
but the Instagram stuff, the Insta everything, the Instant Millionaire, all that other stuff is taking that concept away. It's like ancient wisdom now that is being deleted, right? So now, look, they're telling them, forget real estate, millennials. Forget real estate, because Monopoly is about buying real estate. Forget real estate. You can't afford it anyways. Bam, checkmate.
That's not a good lesson.
Millennials don't want to own. They want to rent success.
I've read articles about that. They millennials want to rent are success. Not they buying. Success.
You don't have to buy a car. You can rent it, turn it in. There's no commitment. You got to commit to your dream.
They've been doing that with clothes and stuff. Like you 100%. Can just rent clothes and 100%. Take pictures on Instagram. Oh, I see that.
That's where they'd be like, you can pay $50 a month 100%. And they dress you and shit like that. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's done. So, and it's by design, because the people that are like that, they'll always be broke. They'll never have money. They're always spending it. So they'll always have to keep working. Yeah. And the people that understand what they're pushing gets all the
because
money.
If we're all millionaires, who's going to work? Right. No one's going
to
work.
And they don't want you to be that.
Yeah, somebody's got to but that's why I have a rich store. And poor
going back to that. Rich and poor.
Yeah, but that's why I have a 10-year-old niece who's talking about she's stressed out. I never knew what that word meant at 10.
Oh, yeah, like stressed out.
How are you telling me you're stressed? Well, what are you stressed for? Toys? That's why you should be playing.
I was looking at a documentary called One Nation Under Stress. Y'all should check that out.
One Nation Under Stress
on HBO. And it's a whole documentary talking about how stress, of course, the number one cause for death in America is heart disease. And the number one cause for heart disease is stress. And the number one cause for stress is money. And literally how people people are tripping on, they're getting on pills and all these different types of things. And did you know that it was more suicides in America than there were homicides? There's over 48,000.
Are you serious?
48,000 suicides. And a large portion of it was due to stress. And the problem what they were saying was how the middle class on the documentary, I won't tell the whole thing, but saying how the middle class is being erased, and what it's doing is putting people in a position where they have no certainty on money. They have no certainty on their future, where they're going economically. Mm-hmm. They have no control. They're kind of like, you're never going to own a home.
Yeah.
Like, so you're never going to be in that position. So it's stressful because you have no control over where you're going.
They're making us a rich. So basically, we're only going to have rich and poor.
100%.
That's third world.
Well, that's everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? America, I think, is the only country that has a middle class.
Really?
And it wasn't but designed that way. It's supposed to be rich and poor. And then now there's going back to it. They're going back to it. You know, like the school loans. I mean, that's a game. Yeah. That's a great game.
I mean, because you see with all this, so they're building all these apartments here, but they're all super high-end luxury. There's no middle class buildings. No. Like, if you make $28,000, apply here. Like, no. Yeah. It's it's either you go live on Skid Row or it's the luxury shit.
But you have a group of people that want to get into entrepreneurship, but they don't understand what it takes to get into entrepreneurship.
They don't teach it in school by design.
Or they lean on their fam. It's like
100%.
He get on, I'm going to get on.
Yeah. Or dad, write me a check.
Yeah.
And really, what do you go to school for? You go to school for, I love to say this, you go to school for 12 years of your life to learn how to buy the right product to get the correct change.
Ooh.
You're a consumer.
Yeah.
They're not going to teach you credit. They're not going to teach you that.
Think about it.
Is school really that good? Because I always say this, man. You go to school. Like, I'm telling you, if school's really trying to set you up for success.
The only thing it's good for is teaching you how to socialize. But meet people from different backgrounds and be friends. Like, that's it.
To be honest with you, that's what I'm going to tell my son. When you go to school, look, you go to school to learn who you're going to be hiring.
You sound like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Did you ever read that book? That's what the rich dad would say.
Yeah, you go to school. You interact with the people that you're going to be hiring.
Yo, that was so deep.
That's why you go to college. But you in college, because don't go to college to get the because the information that college is teaching you is hey, buy this book for $350. You're gonna read 9 pages, and then you're gonna turn it in for $50. So is that business? That's teaching you how to make bad decisions.
When I was in college,
financially, I was already on that. Like, $300, yeah. This shit is $68. And then when I give it back, yeah. You're going to give me $4?
I read 9 pages.
Well, what Cop Top B was, I got a job at the bookstore, and I was telling the homies, these boxes of books are all worth $50. Go, I need y'all to go cash these in at the other bookstore. You take 50%. You take 50%. Yeah. Wow. That's what I was doing.
Smart move.
Oh, the kids, if you were go to college, work at the bookstore. Yeah. Change.
It's money. One more thing, too.
Go ahead, John.
I got
first of all, you know what's fun about this?
Well, you can't mess their name up.
I can't fuck your name up. When you're getting drunk. Consistent. Yeah. If you say John, they're both going to answer. Yeah, it's like, fine, that's okay.
Yeah. You know, and
light-skinned John. Oh!
That's what there we
go. Light John, brown John.
You know that. I already told you I call him light-skinned.
I was trying to play it like you didn't tell me that. Maybe they didn't like that.
Yeah, they hate on.
I'd be like, where's light-skinned at?
Brown John.
But I don't let the
your workers say that. Yeah, no. LJ and BJ.
No, I don't like BJ.
Blow job. No.
But the funny thing about the numbers too is that our business is really teaching entrepreneurship, teaching ownership, teaching management.
Well, look,
leadership.
We only have a few minutes left, and I don't mean to cut you off, but please tell us about your business. And
that's what it is.
Out. So go ahead.
So we teach them. You know, we teach people what we do in a nutshell is we recruit, train, and develop leaders.
Wow.
To run managing marketing firms for Fortune 100 companies.
Well, how can they get in touch with you or follow you or follow your mission? They'll tell you.
Yeah.
They can go to www.redlabelinc.com.
I'm sorry, you talk so fast. Are you from New York? Slow it down for the retards that may be wasted.
Redlabelinc.com. That could definitely reach us there if they're looking to get into entrepreneurship or learn how to connect. And yeah, we train people to work with, represent Fortune 500 clients. So that's what we do. So we build leaders.
Mm-hmm. When you met my buddy from elementary, and I said, "You guys do the same thing." What was
we don't do the same thing?
I know, right?
Yeah, it's a totally different model.
The
product for us doesn't matter.
He doesn't put him in the wardrobe.
Yeah. Well, we're training people for business, and a lot of people that we're training have never experienced business before.
Diesel
so
John, you're skinny, John. That's Diesel John.
Dang.
Sorry,
I'm calling him
athletic.
Athletic John.
AJ.
Brolic John.
I'm calling him winning at
2K
John.
Ooh.
Losing John.
Ooh.
And you are.
I'm garbage Casey.
Yeah, okay. Let's make sure.
I did beat him in 2K.
I'm so glad that you guys have.
Out
this,
of 10. 10 out of 1.
It doesn't matter what he's done.
Congratulations on you guys having
Thank
this
you so
company.
Much.
They're coming once a month. They're coming on once a month.
I want them here every day.
No, I talk. I'm with them every day.
So nice.
Cool.
Oh,
these are the first people I see every morning.
Every morning. 6 o'clock.
And they be so pumped. Casey!
Y'all be at work at 6 a.m.? Yeah.
I'll be mad when he's here.
Breaking like, those black stereotypes. I like that.
We beat everybody.
What time you go to bed?
We beat everybody. We beat everybody in the building.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
Shatter that stereotype.
Sometimes he be here.
Not since I got the scooter, baby.
I know, I see that. I be seeing it. I be like, dang it!
You got a scooter now?
I just ride it to work.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to be like, you know, European, you know, save the government.
Are you wearing a helmet?
No, I need to because I've crashed 3 times on that thing.
I heard that they'll send you a helmet for free. I keep meaning to apply.
Oh, really?
Apparently, that's how they're getting out of that legal loophole because you're supposed to wear a helmet.
I seen a kid bust his head on
so
across
you're
the street.
Supposed to
fall on his head and bust it wide open.
Did you see the one, the high speed chase a few weeks ago?
No way.
They were chasing him and the chopper, you know.
On a scooter?
No. They were chasing this guy in a car, and the news station was following it. And then he blew a red light, and the guy was going across in the scooter. He hit the guy, the scooter. He flew up onto the car. Jeez. And then the guy drove over the guy. It was like, broom, broom. And then he kept on going. It was crazy. Mm. Yeah.
That is madness. Shit.
Yeah, that was here a few weeks ago.
Is he alive?
They didn't tell us, but I was like, damn, because he hit and then you rolled over him. Oh, you even saw the car.
I wouldn't say he's still in hospital.
Yeah, definitely.
Damn. Wow. 2 minutes left.
It goes so
fast.
Well,
tell us more about Red Labels and Instagram.
Yeah, we got an Instagram.
Do you?
Yeah, we got an Instagram.
We show
Let me tell you what they did. They took them to the beach.
Yep. Oh man, we did fun a potluck. We did the beach. We played basketball. We
took everybody
movies.
To the movies.
Are y'all high, man?
No. Yeah, we are.
Oh yeah.
Always I pronounce G's. I swear. wow.
Yeah.
We
did a fun week. It was cool. We did a lot.
I used to think you guys were rough on them, but I understand you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coach.
Y'all are some bosses. The
business coaches.
This was. Yeah. Boss John and Boss John.
I like
that.
I like that. I like that, BJ.
Are you going to bring on your your guy who's going to do the credit repair next time?
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, yeah, DeMont.
Yeah.
Shout out to DeMont Nixon.
Now,
he's probably listening.
Does he educate? Listening. Because I really do kind of have a problem that I feel like black people, I already cannot afford to pay these bills, and I'm going to pay you to help you manage. Why can't you just educate me and show me how to do this myself?
He's got a conference call that's really good. I took copious
notes. Oh, we can't. I hate to be the one.
Don't do it.
It's been another great episode.
We'll be back.
Student loans is $1 trillion.
If we can get another sponsor, we can keep it on another hour.
Maybe we can talk about that.
Hey, this is Case. That's
Tina.
And these two great gentlemen are the
John
two Johns.
John.
You guys appreciate are great. Guys.
Good John and sorry John. This has been Wasted on Wednesday.
That's not cool.
And
like
we
that.
Are
out, like
out
that.
On that note.
Let's go
out like that.
Oh, sure. I forgot to hit it.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine only on LA Talk Radio.